Hey. That's how we do that. That's how we jump into this goddamn thing. So, be forewarned. I say that with all due love and respect. But, you know, you do what you gotta do, huh? You do what you gotta do. Okay. Hey, kids. Those of you watching us here live, and those of you who will be listening tomorrow, Monday, this is a pre-record. It's a live stream of our pre-record for Monday's show. Anyway, had a great weekend. Kind of browned out last night on some late night entertainment. We browned out. Unfortunately, we couldn't make it. We got hung up because we had a problem. And I'm going to have to communicate this to my friends at Rick and Morty. Maria had a problem. I don't want to get too, you know, it's being taken care of. But her parents are very elderly. And one of them had an accident. And she's fine. But it, as you can well imagine, it got the whole family marshaled into, emergency mode. And so she, couldn't make it out there to Rick and Morty, and I gotta let them know. Matter of fact, I'll do that right now. Shit. Well, I should have done it earlier. It wasn't really first thing on my mind. Was not necessarily to be. But they are very sweet people. Like working for them. Yeah. Well, you'll never work again for them, Henry. Extend my apologies for not making the party, Maria. Her folks live in San Diego, but her mom had a little bit of an accident. It's one of those accidents that older people have, you know. And Jesus Christ, I said to her, because Maria's the eldest. So she's generally the one that's called upon to come to the rescue. But I said, you know, you don't even live down there. She's got a sibling, a brother who lives there, another brother who's in the Bay Area, who actually was the one that went down to deal with it because the brother in San Diego was in Mexico. Her brother, Carlos, who does some commentary and play-by-play for, or he does some commentary for UFC or MMA fighting, like a lower division of it. He does it either for TV or for, I don't know what, I don't know where, but, all right, man. So that's that. And, I have an audition after we get off the air here. Okay. What the fuck? What was going on, man? Was that last Thursday? I don't even remember. Yeah, it was last week. I had to drive into town for an audition, and I had to go to F is for Family for a record, but that was rescheduled. And I remember thinking, thank God, because I didn't know how I was going to fucking do these two things on no sleep. Because I hadn't slept the night. I always have bad insomnia the night before I got to do something, like an audition or some shit like that. I was thinking, how the fuck am I going to... Well, I'm going to have to fucking tough it out, you know? And lo and behold, I get this email bright and early saying, Phil, we're going to reschedule your record for Evans for Family. That was awesome. By the way. Do-do-do-do. All right, man, so one of the things about Twitter that I've discovered, I don't know about anybody else, but I've discovered it's a great place to keep to keep show notes, because really what I'm doing there is I'm working the characters out. Got like, I don't know how many characters on Twitter, and you can follow each of them if you guys haven't. I'll tell you which ones are on Twitter. I have... myself, Coach Dozier, the Phil Henry Show. So there's me and the Phil Henry Show. There's my personal account and Phil Henry Show. Then I have Coach Vernon Dozier, Bobby Dooley, Chris Norton, Steve Bozell, it's 4, Jeff Dowder, 5, Ted Bell, 6, Jay Sano, 7, Dr. Ed Elcott, 8, Steve Dooley, 9. Frank Gray, 10. Real Dean Wheeler, 11. Bud Dickman, 12. General Galen Shaw, 13. Margaret Gray, 14. Larry Grover, 15. Larry's the newest, and he seems to be in his element. What are you talking about? Welcome back. I hate that, man, when they hijack your fucking feed, Twitter. Welcome back. And you can't, if you go out of it, then they need Skip. Want to find friends and see who they follow? See who you already know on Twitter. Contacts from your address book will be uploaded to Twitter on an ongoing basis. You can turn off syncing and remove previously unloaded key. Skip for now. Hang on, finding people for you to follow. He's already following. What the fuck is this? No, doesn't want to follow any of these motherfuckers. Get out of here. I already got a fucking timeline with this character. He follows 20 people. And they come jumping in there to... Unreal. Un-fucking-real. Okay, so that's what I got, man. Let me see here. The Swede and Roy Smalley, remember him? The Swede and the big guy, Big D, were here golfing. So we had a couple of beers yesterday. Would have loved to have had them at Quincy Street. But you cats don't open till 5, man. So I could not go down there for a beer. So we went up to Yolanda's and had them up there and watched the Dodger game. And fucking Dodgers are playing some good baseball this year, man. I can't believe it. Fucking it's the best team that they've had in decades. It's incredible. But, and the Swede looks at me and says, you following baseball? I go, yeah. He goes, he's looking at, I thought for sure he would be into it because the guy has been a baseball fan for as long as I've known him. I'm a stone baseball fan. And I soured on it like a lot of people after the strike. I didn't say that I was never going to watch it again. I just, you know, I fuck these guys. You know, I got heavy into football. But, I got back to baseball in the last 3 years, and I enjoy the shit out of it. I think it's a lot of it has to do with the new ballparks. Maybe the game's changing a little bit because of these, you know, sort of asymmetrical ballparks where they're not really sure where they should play defensively, or perhaps they're aren't sure whether it's a hitter's park or pitcher's park, that kind of shit. I don't know whether it's that or just a new generation of strategists in the game, but it seems like it's a more interesting game to me. Opposite to him, he says, it's slow, it's boring. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing. Because of YouTube and because you can look at a lot of these older games, I have noticed, I go back and look at some of these old games, and they're much faster. They worked much faster in the old days. The pitchers didn't take a lot of fucking time. Bang. You know, they didn't fuck around. And I'm sure that is the function of newer ways of thinking in terms of how to, you know, maintain energy and, you know, pace and all that shit. They didn't do pitch counts in those days. And the most glaring of all differences, they didn't have the relief pitching. So you think if they don't have the relief pitching, like, guy was going to try and conserve his strength. But these guys were all country ball players. All they knew was get up there and throw the goddamn apple until your arm falls off. Then they get another guy in there. And that's where that's at, you know. But it was a hell of a lot faster. The other thing that was, you'll notice, if you ever see the old swing, like Babe Ruth especially, but any of the older players, the swings on these guys, especially their home, when they really took a cut on the ball, they went all the way. You don't see a ball player, when he does a full cut, he doesn't go all the fucking way around like a goddamn windmill, you know, because he's really just turning the upper body. He's not like the old guys are just like, everything's going around in a circle. So I don't know what that has to do with what I was talking about, but I'm trying to see Carter's way on this thing. But we were talking about Drysdale and Marischal went 9-plus innings scoreless, the starting pitchers, both of them, until they finally, I think somebody broke the tie in the 10th inning. They didn't bring in, I mean, it was just both starting pitchers just zoom, you know, right through this goddamn game. Because I know what it was. I was telling the guys about how I got really emotional when I saw the Latin ball players before the All-Star game. Because all those guys were, those are all the players I remembered as a kid. Jesus Christ, the first mitt I had was a Roberto Clemente mitt. All the guys I hated on the Giants, Marischal, Cepeda, you know, I mean, you love to hate them. But they, you know, they were there. Of course, now I just love to see those guys. And then Tony Perez. They had, I remember you guys, I was telling you guys, Louis Aparicio. Boy, that's a hell of a stab at first base. Boom, nice play. I got the Dodger game tonight only because ESPN's carrying it. Time Warner, fuck you. Time Warner has got, they got the rights to the Dodgers wrapped up. What the hell is it with you, Dodgers? How can a ball club like the Los Angeles Dodgers be at the mercy of a motherfucking cable company? Just get out of your deal with them and start your own Dodger channel. You get the money. Start an LA Dodger channel. You know, why fuck with these guys? I'll pay for it. Well, what cable company we put it on, Phil? Put on fucking DirecTV, man. DirecTV, they love it. Or make it something that you can, we can use on Apple TV. In other words, you make it, it's an internet presentation. You live stream it. It's on digital. But you can use it with an Apple TV or a smart TV and put it on the TV. Dig? I know you don't understand. Neither do I. But no, that's how you do it. That's how you get around these cable motherfuckers. Of course, people have to have an Apple TV, but all right, man. Okay. I don't know what the hell these guys are. Is that Monday through Friday? See this thing. They got me doing a spot here. Mike? Where are you, Mike? Okay, here we go. What the hell am I watching here, man? They got this whole Twins thing. Oh, this is Fox North. I don't know, I was watching. Well, yeah, I know I was. I was watching the Twins-A's game. But this whole goddamn thing about the old Twins. And then they had a whole thing on here about the old, which I really dig on, old ballparks in Minneapolis. They had the old place where the minor league team played. All right.
Phil, the work on voter fraud continues. And we will not rest. In association, I look and see if there is fraud. Who wants voter fraud? No one does. You know, Phil?
Yeah, exactly.
So I go door to door. I've been knocking on doors, and I've been asking people, hi, I'm Larry Grover, and I'm with Conservatives of Kern County. I know it's none of my business, but I would really appreciate it if you tell me, are you a registered voter, or have you ever voted illegally, et cetera? And I felt that the honesty was the best policy, and I was told it was none of my business and to get off their property. This has happened now 6 consecutive times.
And Larry, I told you.
Mother, I'm going to do this myself.
I told Phil, I told Larry.
God damn it.
I told Larry, Phil, that when you say you're with Conservatives of Kern County.
I say, I'd like to have your voting history, please. And I look at them and I say, I'm being very honest. Look at me, please. I want to be very honest with you. You know, I don't want to do any backdoor stuff. And somebody looked at me funny when I said that.
Why'd they look at you funny?
Well, you can well imagine. When I said I don't want to do backdoor stuff, this was some punk kid.
Where the fuck is ZipRecruiter, man? Just had the motherfucker. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. Then their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter depend on candidates finding you. ZipRecruiter finds the candidates. In fact, over 80% of job posts don't get that. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates. This is a great way. It's a damn good product if there's lots of jobs to be had, you know. Damn good product. Oh, man. I just was thinking about some shit. You know, different shit that you think about, you know. It's just different shit, you know. So Steven Weber is in Mamma Mia at the Hollywood Bowl. Is that right, Steven? That's fantastic, man. That's a great venue. That means he's in town. That means maybe we ought to have a beer with this guy, but he's busy. I don't want to bug him. But I saw some pictures from the production. It was very funny. It looked very funny. It looked very enjoyable. Very enjoyable. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. I have to turn off the old air conditioner here in a minute. Or the fan, I should say. These dudes on these poker shows, like the world... I get the poker programs. And the guys that do the play-by-play and the commentary on these are like a little oily. Just a little bit, not too bad, but they're just like, good evening. Welcome here to World Poker Classic. You know, there's a little too much personality going on, a little kind of an oily sheen to the hair. Maybe the hair's a little too long. They look card room weird. They look card room slovenly. But, you know, they're fine. But, good evening. Yeah, this is going to be fantastic. And you can tell that they both probably have a stake in the actual program, like it's their promotion, and they're doing the commentary on it, and they're doing the play-by-play. And welcome to High Class Productions and tonight's big World Poker Championship Challenge subdivisional playoff contrast, boom boom, head-to-head here from Galley's Card Room in the beautiful city of Provo, Utah, yeah, wherever the fuck they are. And this is the big one. This is the one that we've been waiting for. Natalia Barahundanda versus Cleve Cliffhaven, I forget, for the number one undisputed championship in all of the poker world. And I'll tell you, these guys, you know, and then they have some other kind of rap going on. And the one I told you guys, the one that I saw was with, what's her name? Meg Tilly? Holy Christ. There's only one reason they had her at the table. Well, she's a pretty good poker player. I shouldn't say that. But she's definitely was there for distraction purposes because she had the low-cut dress on, and she's all, and another thing I did. And the guys are all, yeah, give me three. You know, the fuck is this shit? What is this? All right, man. No, I just got done trying to get this goddamn thing going. Let's get this shit up and running, bitch. Come on, bitch. These cats that play poker like this, there's a lot of tells of it. I've been listening to some guys, and they lift their head a certain time. Every time the guy lifts his head, he's got himself a winning card, or he's got three pair. It's all kinds of physical tics that people have. That's why all those guys come in with hoods, shades. They don't want anybody to see shit, you know? They just want to be as indistinct as possible, I guess. Or some guys will sit there like this. Anything to just neutralize the entire body language thing, right? I don't know. I never learned how to play poker that way. This is how I learned how to play poker. What the fuck? Oh, fuck. You know, man, come on, baby. I want to draw to the inside straight. Shit. Maybe Jay drew to a royal flush, you know, or a straight flush. And he just went, and he just made that noise. Let me get this stuff ready first. Audio effects, Plain. And then I think what Jay is going to claim is that he works so hard. Oh, my God. All right. Let's turn this thing off now. And then we got David G. Hall. We have David on today. Jay Santos. I wonder if Jay's at playing poker. Playing poker.
All right, right now Phil came to. Oh, God! I did nothing. I'm fine. Oh!
Perfect. She's... All right, so. And then. Larry Grover. Could you believe every kind of fucking door sound effect except a goddamn doorbell? Well, we do have outdoors. Larry Grover and Jay Sinis. Larry Grover. Here's one here, outdoor ambience. Only this is not... Is that on the phone?
Hey, and we go door to door. Hi, I'm Larry Grover, and I'm here to, and I look them in the eye.
All right, I think that'll do it, man. I think we're ready to go, ready to rock this motherfucker. Oh, shit, we had a download also. Grab the download. Download, man. We're about 5 minutes over schedule. We usually do a half an hour pre-show. And it's about, we're going on 34 minutes. Because I don't keep it to a half hour. If there's more shit I got to do it. But this is like, if you're new to our pre-show, this is it, man. I mean, we're just, it's me doing a pre-show. It's me thinking, and I'll talk, you know, occasionally I remember that you're there, and I'll go, oh, hi. Oh, here we go. No, I don't want to do that yet. I want to do this. And then we'll do this. And then we will do the following thing.
Hey, listen up.
I'm Dog the Bounty Hunter.
And I'm Lesson 2.
And we're looking
gently
for trouble.
Gently place the balls. Wife... And...
Wait a minute. The ball. Excuse me. That's something from...
For trouble.
Which?
That's a new NWA.
Trouble. You're all... In trouble, whichever the case.
No, is. I'm always getting you out of trouble. Who are we after?
Oh, this is going to be the slap happy dog...
Hey, listen up.
I'm Dog the Bounty Hunter.
And I'm his wife, Beth, of course.
And we're looking for trouble. My wife, Beth, and I have a brand new podcast called Dog and Beth Looking for Trouble.
Which, by the way, you are always looking for trouble.
You're all...
In trouble, whichever the case
is. No, I'm always getting you out of trouble. Who are we after?
Everybody.
Politicians.
Celebrities.
We're telling on all of you.
Everybody.
It's the hunt is on.
Telling it like it is.
Dog and Beth Looking for Trouble. We'll be able to talk to our fans a lot closer than we could on television.
Join us on a backseat ride-along every Tuesday starting in July.
Be sure to tune in
at podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Those cats, you know, why didn't I watch that show? I know why I didn't watch that show, because it seemed as if it was... I don't like reality shows that look like they've been scripted, you know? But what's the fucking point? What you get is bad acting. That's what you get. You get bad actors. I don't like that. I like to see a reality show. I understand. Let's go and we're going to get a guy. Okay, we're going to go and get a guy. That's as scripted as I want it to be. But all that other bullshit, you know, a reality show should be a documentary. So you see their life, then you see them go and get the bad guy, then you see the end result, and then you put it all on the TV. And you edit it, yeah. But you don't manipulate the people on this in front of the camera. And that's the problem that I had with all those shows. Because that show on the surface would be one I'd be interested in. I like to watch cop shows, all that shit, just as much as the next guy. You know, catching bad guys, all that shit. But those shows, I was hooked on Cops Reloaded for the longest time. And then I got into Cops when Cops first went on the air. But I got into Cops Reloaded. The very first Cops type show I ever saw was a documentary on public television. They did a ride-along with some guys in the Boston Police Department. And it was everything that you and I are used to now on Cops, but it was for the first time on TV. You'd never seen it before. You never saw cops doing actual stops, traffic stops, all kinds of investigation. There were the cameras there. It was fucking crazy. It was amazing. You know, you're just like right in the middle of it. And you'd figure a show like that was going to go, and it did. But now, okay, I'm done. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Phil Henry here for ZipRecruiter. I'm an employer. You may be an employer. You own a business. You're looking for great people. You're looking for people to, you know, to continue to. Let's do it again. Hi, it's Phil here. ZipRecruiter. I'm an employer. You're an employer. We're all employers. Well, hopefully, we all have jobs, and perhaps some of us own businesses. If you do, then you're looking always for great people. People to staff any kind of a position one might imagine. I work in the entertainment, you know, digital media, broadcast business. You do something else. ZipRecruiter is a place that you and I can go to find the right person, because ZipRecruiter posts your job need to 100 job sites with just one click. Try this again. Let me ask you a question. Are you hiring? Well, if you own a business, you're always hiring, aren't you? Or at least you're always looking for great people. You never know. You never know when you may need them. I own a business. I've been hiring and well, I haven't actually fired anybody yet. But, actually, wait.